Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The bizarre world of P.J. Histon keeps getting, well, more bizarre. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. You've heard of the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon about how unlikely people are connected. Well, sooner than later, P.J. Histon is going to have his own game named after him, The Bizarre World of Samuel Peterson Jr., a.k.a. P.J. After Histon was drafted by the Miami Heat and quickly traded to the Charlotte Hornets in his home state, his college coach said he was happy that life had given Histon another chance, and old Roy was sure his former long bomber would make the best of it. Well, P.J. is not the first of Williams' former players who has made him look bad lately. Right, Rashad McNutts? As the 26th pick in the first round of the NBA draft, Histon is guaranteed more than $2 million if he never takes off his Hornets warm-up. $2 million for a kid who was driving around on party plan of Fats Thomas's rental cars and hanging out in the wrong places with his homies from Greensboro? At the draft, Histon said he had to thank the man upstairs for helping him down a new path. Did the man upstairs also say that road would include punching a high school player twice in the head during a dust-up at the Durham YMCA? Or loaning troubled Cleveland Browns receiver Josh Gordon his car so he could get nailed with a DUI? Gordon is from Houston and played at Baylor. What the heck was he doing in North Carolina anyway? Histon calls himself a man now with the job of playing professional basketball instead of the kid who was doing stupid stuff and not really thinking about what he was doing. Did he have any inkling that punching a high school kid wouldn't be classified as stupid stuff, even if the young baller was giving him a hard time? First line on the NBA scouting report, tease PJ and duck. And where is Kevin Bacon when you need him to tell us how Gordon fits into this picture? Even if you believe, as I do, that banning a football player for an entire season because he tested positive for marijuana, as Gordon did, is a little ridiculous because pot is not a performance enhancer in any way, and many athletes still get stoned to ease their pain, how did he wind up in Raleigh driving Histon's car? Are they members of the Suspended Athletes United? Maybe Fats Thomas knows the answer. I heard he once planned a party for Kevin Bacon. This is Archansky. See ya.